Campus FM jippreżenta Linja Campus, program li ħares lejn aspetti tal-ħajja fuq campus fiċ-ċirkostanzi straordinarji tal-pandemija COVID-19. Imtellam il-Health and Wellness Center kollaborazzjoni mar-Rettorat. Jippreżentaw il-program Professor Carmen Sammut u Dr. John Camilleri.
Insemmilkom u nilqakom għal edizzjoni oħra tal-programm Linja Campus, programm li jixxanda fuq Campus FM u fuq il-Facebook page tal-Health and Wellness Center. Il-sujġett li ħan il-diskutu il-lum huwa il-biża tal-COVID fuq post komunità studenteska tal-Università Abbasi ta' studju illi saru li ġie pubblikat fuq il-Malta Journal of Health Sciences, studju li sar minn Jamie Bonnici, minn Professor Marilyn Clark u Professor Andrew Azzopardi. Jamie Bonnici numera mana, pensab mana, biex tfissrilna dan l-studju, s-sinifikat tiegħu u dak li sabu f'dan l-studju. Ma qabel xejn, Dr. John Camilleri se tagħmel l-introduzzjoni u tatina biografija ta' Jamie Bonnici.
Mela, Jamie Bonnici hija research officer u casual lecturer fil-fakultà ta' social well-being fl-università. L-interessi tagħha jinkludu psikoloġija u ġustizzja soċjali. Ħadmet fuq research projects ikkumissjonati mill-Kunsill tal-Ewropa kif ukoll fuq studji organizzati lokalment li jittrattaw l-iżolament u l-ugwaljanza tal-ġeneru. Il-mistieden li uħor li għanna huwa Fader Patrick Magro, naħseb li ormaj Fader Patrick jaf kulħadd li huwa Ġiżwita, daħla Ġiżwita fl-1989, kien jistudja Electrical Engineering l-Università ta' Malta, u mbagħad studja l-filosofija, it-teoloġija u l-edukazzjoni, illum huwa ċ-ċeplin l-Università, iħobb ħafna jiġri u jħobb ħafna lill-whisky.
Whisky huwa l-fenek li tqajna miegħu fil-ġimgħa tal-ġimgħa ilu. Jamie, can you please explain to us what the research was about, the methodology that you employed, and take us through some of the findings, because the reason why we actually invited Father Patrick here is that religion featured quite prominently in the outcomes of your research.
Religion was one of the main socio-demographic variables that we looked at. So to answer your questions, this was a study carried out online with the use of an online questionnaire distributed to all university students at the University of Malta with the help of the registrar. And it was primarily a quantitative survey, although we did have some qualitative elements asking participants for further details about their experience. Now, the main aim of this questionnaire, of this study, was to, first of all, use the fear of COVID-19 scale, which is an established standardized tool used to assess the level of fear that an individual has about COVID-19. Now, this was not developed from scratch for COVID-19. It's based on previous fear scales. But with the use of this scale, we were able to objectively assess participants' fear of COVID, as well as how this impacted their substance use, their emotional well-being and psychological states, as well as looking into how religion, gender, and other factors came into play in all of this.
Jamie, I understand that there was a very high response rate to your questionnaire, wasn't there?
Yes, we were shocked, actually. We ended up closing the survey after just a couple of days because we had received 777 complete responses. So there were obviously some more, but as you know, sometimes people don't complete the entire questionnaire. So we were quite impressed with this. we thought that perhaps since it was carried out in the beginning of the pandemic, and also students might not have had much to do or were waiting for exam results, maybe that's why we had such a positive response.
But possibly because it touched upon Amenasser, which was really important for them at that point in time.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So you mentioned issues of gender. Were there massive differences between male and female students?
Not for all things, but when it comes to the fear of COVID, now the fear of COVID is participants obtain a score, and the higher the score, the greater the fear. In our case, we found significant associations with gender and religiosity, where females and more religious students were experiencing higher levels of fear of COVID-19.
Do you have an explanation for this?
Well, we can only speculate about why this might be, because it was obviously an exploratory study. Had we known what we would be finding, we might have asked some further questions about that. However, some suggestions that we did put forward were the different, with regards to gender, the different roles that men and women might have during the pandemic. So female students could be more likely to have roles caring for family members or have children themselves. Also, there's a lot of women who work in the hospitality industry, perhaps students who are also, you know, supporting themselves while studying by working in a restaurant or a cafe. So that's what we proposed. However, we can't be sure.
Let me turn to Joan. Joan, does this somehow relate to your own experience at the Health and Wellness Center? I mean, أنا ألبو المالتي إس عشان البروغرام هو بالمالتي للجون دينين كان هو بالإنجليز. جون نف إنتم تراو نيس اللي سيبر ويهم سيتواتيوني تا بزا ونما جينا في لحر سنة إسا على أنا سنة بالبانداميا كينيم رايتو من داون الكازي اللي كوستيوني تا جينرو تراو اللي كينام شي ديفرنسا و كيف تسبيغا ينسكيك ومن متى تهدم في الفيلد فيش نايدوك
هلا هايدوك جنرالمنت اللي يكولوك أكتر نسا اللي يتندو و يجو a service ta counseling من الجين لذلك هو يا شهاجة اللي هي كيف تايت معروفة نسا عندهم اكتر تندنسا اللي يفتشو دكي بتالاين تا عينونا من الجين Li nistanajt illi bħala ġeneru kenna 69% is-sena l-oħra li kienu nisa, kenna 31% li kienu irġiel u kenna 0.5% li kienu non-binary. Ġifiri jider li kien hemm differenza sostanzjali pratikament iktar mid-doppju ta' nisa illi aċċedew għas-servizz minn irġiel. L-interessanti wkoll però illi mit-total number ta' therapy sessions kenna ikkanċellati 115 sena fi żmien tal-meta il-COVID fil-COVID lockdown qed nitkellmu jiġifieri bejn Marzu u Ġunju. Li hija wkoll fiha nfisha interessanti għaliex kien hemm il-biża' illi jsiru sessions face to face u dak kienu tliet xhur fejn ma kien qed isir l-ebda session face to face. Però kien hemm ukoll ċerta riluttanza kemm lin-naħa tal-professjonisti, kif ukoll però tas-service user li nibdew nagħmlu s-servizzi online. Is-servizzi online kienu xi ħaġa ġdida u allura bħal speċita kien kulħadd kien għadu qisu qiegħed jaddatta ruħu. Illum għadna nagħmlu sessions online u qed insibu li hemm min igawdi ħafna minnhom dawn is-sessions online. Emmin preferaj jistenna għal meta kunu nistgħu nofru face to face. Iġifiri, għad kien hemm dik il-titubanza sa ċertu punt. Li nista' ngħid ukoll huwa illi minħabba l-awareness illi aħna għandna illi l-biża jista' fih innisu l-biża mill-COVID huwa biża mill-mewt biex inpoġġuha hekk. U persuni li jkunu vulnerabli u li ħossuhom helpless quddiem din iċ-ċirkostanza jistgħu jisofru minn post-traumatic stress. Ora aħna għamilna screening, iġifieri screening ifisser li kull min wera biża mill-COVID, aħna għamilnilu assessment dak li jgħidu dissociation experience scale. Issa, the dissociation experience scale, jekk inti l-iskor tiegħek ikun wieħed u 30 jew fuqhom, ifisser li qed issofri minn post-traumatic stress. Ma kenniex ħafna minnhom dawn in-nies, jiġifieri minn numru li għamilna xi 2% illi kellhom dan ir-riżultat. Li huwa interessanti għax is-soltu wieħed jistenna illi 20% tal-popolazzjoni jkollha dan ir-riżultat. Ġifieri jidher inni il-membri tal-università kienu qed jaddattaw ruhom tajjeb u din is-sitwazzjoni ma kinux daqshekk qegħdin jesperjenzjawha bħala. Bħala trauma li ma setgħux jiħandillaw. Kien hemm ħafna ħsieb raġunijiet għal din. Fosthom offrejna servizzi ta' għajnuniet varji u l-fatt li l-università mal-ewwel ħadet ukoll il-prekawzjonijiet tagħha biex tagħmel lectures online u l-affarijiet kollha li saru, ġifieri in-nies setgħu ħossuhom aktar protetti u setgħu kif tgħid jaderixxu għal-lockdown.
Jamie, can you tell us more about the link when it comes to religiosity and fear, between religiosity and fear? What kind of results did you obtain?
Religiosity and fear, this is an interesting link that we found because there's already quite a bit of research about the protective function that religiosity can have for people, but we found a bit of mixed results because students who were more religious tended to have a higher fear of COVID, and also had greater feelings of nervousness. However, the fear of COVID, even though it might be an unpleasant emotion and feeling nervous might be unpleasant, it can also enable the person to take steps so that they won't contract the illness, the virus. So it's a kind of double-edged sword in that way, that you might experience more negative emotions, but you might also have a lower chance of getting COVID-19.
But then there is another interesting aspect, another interesting outcome, that students who have a higher religiosity, they tended to resort to less substance abuse, no?
Yes, that was another aspect. So that was not directly related to the fear of COVID. That's why I mentioned it. It was because of COVID-19. We asked participants whether they had engaged in binge drinking during the previous month. And the more religious students tended to actually drink less.
Okay, and was this a significant outcome, or was it perhaps less significant? Was it a glaring result?
It wasn't a very large difference, as in the percentages, compared to somewhat religious and non-religious students, but it was a significant difference, yes.
And how do you explain this?
Again, we can only be we can only speculate in this regard, but we presumed that religiosity might protect students or protect people from feeling the need to engage in binge drinking to cope with their emotions. They might perhaps have other support networks or resources to call upon to deal with their emotions or with their difficulties. But again, more research would be needed, and in fact, we are planning to do some more some further delving into these findings.
Father Patrick, meta tisma dawn it-tip ta' riżultati, x'qed tkun ir-reazzjoni tiegħek?
Jiena li qed insemm kulħadd minn qed jisma'na u jarana u grazzi tal-istedina fassoltu. Jiena sibtu interessanti ħafna ħadd kos naqra riżultati ta' din ir-riċerka li nemmen ħafna li r-riċerka fuq ma tajt kollox imma tajt ħafna. U tatina fuq xi nirriflettu. L-ewwel reazzjoni tiegħi kienet meta rajt li n-nies li huma iktar b'xi mod li qalu li huma reliġjużi għandhom iktar biżajjiż, u l-ewwel reazzjoni tiegħi kienet tajt mela proset mela l-fidi qartejn biex wieħed jibżaj inqas. Però fl-istess ħin ħankun onest ħaġa li forsi niddejjaq ftit ngħid imma naħseb li hija quite sure. Illi sfortunatament ħafna nies u din id-dejja ngħidha għax tmur kontra dak li nemmen fih jiena. Ma ħafna nies ma jagħmlux il-link bejn il-reliġjożità tagħhom u affarijiet oħra u l-qija ta' ħajjithom. Għalija hija riflessjoni importanti. Għalija bħala chaplain l-università, kemm verament ir-reliġjon tagħna u l-fidi tagħna tgħinha biex f'mumenti bħal dawn bħal mejja tal-pandemija tgħinha fuq livell prattiku fil-mod kif aħna naffrontaw il-problemi tal-ħajja. Mbagħad ukoll imma riflessjoni oħra tiegħi wkoll kienet hija li il-COVID-19 laqtet il-kulħadd. Il-kulħadd. U fejn tidħol il-biża nafseb ħadd mhu protett. Il-protective element tar-reliġjożità u ta' ħafna affarijiet oħra jingħid għalija pereżempju ġieli qaluli minn uffiċin tiegħi qed toħodha lightly tal-COVID-19 m'intix toħodha bis-serjetà biżejjed. Imma mbagħad meta għamitu l-Ġiżwiti f'ġimgħatejn, ġimgħatejn tlifna tlet membri tal-familja tiegħi li kont viċin tagħhom. Indunajt kemm verament din hija ħaġa serja. Hija ħaġa serja. U mbagħad ovvjament nakkumpanja ħafna nies hawnhekk l-università li kellhom xi ħadd viċin tagħhom li kellu l-COVID, li anki members of staff, kellna members of staff u studenti li kellhom il-COVID li forsi kellhom is-sintomi. U kienu bla sintomi, sorry, u forsi allura ma tantx ħassewa. Kien hemm kellu sintomi qawwija ħafna u bata ħafna.
Allura b'xi mod jew ieħor qegħdin isna norftu daw l-elementi kollha flimkien u naraw kemm ir-riċerka kultant tagħmilna konxi ta' affarijiet li forsi nkunu qegħdin nesperjenzawhom, ma nkunux daqshekk konxi ta' xi kuna dejjem minnha u ma nkunx da' sekkonxi li hemm oħrajn li għaddejjem l-istess tipi ta' esperjenzi. So, Jamie, what other results, what other outcomes, interesting outcomes, did you find in this particular research? And suggestions, what sort of suggestions did you make?
So, the other outcomes we found were related to the increased psychological effects due to COVID-19. I previously mentioned participants who were more religious feeling significantly more nervous. However, there were also some significant findings for the other psychological effects. These were, for example, depression, where females experience significantly higher rates of depression, self-reported, of course, so this is not clinically assessed, but they reported significantly more feelings of increasing depression, exhaustion, and here we have quite a stark difference where 70.2% of females overall felt more exhausted because of COVID-19, whereas for male participants, it was 51%. I should just note that we had a larger proportion of females than males in our study, so that could have impacted the results or bias.
And it also reflects the university population as well.
It does, yes. But as you know, ideally in research, we would have an equal balance of the different genders. And also feeling nervous, 76% of the females in our study reported feeling more nervous, and 57.1% of males. Obviously, it's not to say that female students feel more nervous than males, because they're both feeling more nervous, or, you know, 50% at least for both. But it's still interesting to look at this. And also, for males, there was a significant association with feeling more angry, which was not found for females. So these are obviously...
That is interesting, Jamie. Males were more predisposed in a way to feel angry. John, kif tispjegax? Għasna raqtajt brasek għettajta, speċi xaġa li inti għettifima. Kif tista tispjega lin?
Ara, ġeneralment qed ngħidu sewwa, però riċerka turina li l-irġiel għandhom it-tendenza li jesternalizzaw ħafna aktar emozjonijiet ta' rabja u l-inverted commas ostilità, l-inġin nisa għandhom aktar it-tendenza li jippruvaw jaħbu u jżommu dawn il-feelings ġewwa iktar introverted. Din hija xi ħaġa li hija magħrufa wkoll. U fil-fatt kont qed inħares lejn ir-riżultati li aħna ġibna mill-British Psychiatric Rating Scale li hija wkoll screening tool li nużaw aħna. U qed nirrealizza biex inkomplu dak qed tgħid Jamie, illi 46 kważi nofs in-nies illi ġew għat-terapija urew illi kienet qiegħda taqbżilhom, li kellhom it-tendenza li jgħidu ma' nies ta' madwarhom għal-ebda raġuni ta' xejn. Ovvjament ma nistgħux inqabluha mas-sena ta' qabel għax il-GPRs li nagħżu din is-sena, però awtomatikament meta inti qed tara illi għandek iktar minn nofs in-nies li għandhom it-tendenza li taqbżilhom u li anke garaw xi ħaġa hija sinifikanti fija anfisha u jitħares li hija minn dan l-aspett tal-ġeneru tagħmel ukoll ċertu sens. Li x'taqgħet ngħid ukoll huwa però li fit-trawma aħna bħala persuni għandna t-tendenza li nidħlu dak li jgħidula jew il-flight, jew il-fight, jew il-freeze. Ġifiri, il-flight hija nevitaw u naħarbu, u jista' jkun nevitaw u naħarbu bdew ħossuna depressed, nifraħuha helpless u hopeless, u ra ma nagħmlu xejn niklu dik is-sens ta' jiex nista' nagħmel dik għall-freeze. Imma għandek il-fight qegħdin niddiskutu fuqha imma wkoll tagħtik l-enerġija to do something about it. U wara jekk fl-irġiel hemm iktar fight minn nisa, it-tendenza tkun din li fl-irġiel ikun hemm inqas isuq biża because they are doing something about it. U ma għandek ukoll il-fight-flight, il-fight-flight u freeze.
Issa, nixtieq li niddedikaw l-aħħar 5 minuti biex niddiskutu il-misuse jew anke l-abuse ta' sostanzi, għaliex dan l-istudju jorbot il-biża mill-COVID u mbagħad in-nies jibdew iserħu aktar fuq sostanzi. Semmejt Jamie l-alkohol. Ma x'tip ta' abbuż ieħor forsi innotajtu f'dan l-istudju. Mbagħad John, għajdilna ftit x'jistgħu jagħmlu jekk hemm xi ħadd li nqabad isuf f'nassa biex ngħidu hekk ta' dipendenza. So Jamie?
So the other important data that we found was the different substances that participants used both before and after the beginning of the pandemic, and the only significant finding here with regards to all the different types of substances we looked at was that a much more, a significantly higher proportion of female students were using pain relievers. Now, this is obviously in the context of non-medical use of pain relievers, which is supports existing findings, such as those by Professor Clark, and also some research I did myself in the past. So this is something that should definitely be considered when we look towards future actions. And I would also like to just go back to your previous question where you asked about what our recommendations were with regards to the increase in use of certain substances among students. The other authors and myself recommend that a meaningful research agenda should be developed at the University of Malta so that we can continuously monitor student well-being, and obviously this would benefit from adequate funding to engage in this.
Okay, so Joan, to conclude.
To conclude, Mela, I would like in English to discuss findings that are number resultate ta'na kenna illi il-fuq min 60% tal-tamminġi għanna kini baħti min moderate to moderately severe anxiety u il-fuq min 75% tal-nis li ġew ifittu lajluna min għanna kellhom depression jew bej moderately severe. Ġifiri il-quantitative research li sar mill-professur Azzopardi, Clark u minn Jamie huma sostnuti wkoll mill-qualitative interventions illi konna qed nagħmlu aħna. Ikun interessanti naħseb jiena jekk ikun qablu nqara r-riżultati illi ta' kemm nies qegħdin jiġu għall-għajnuna min dawk illi fil-verità ikollhom il-problema, waħda mir-raġuni partikolari biex verha qegħdin nagħmlu kodin campus. A dawk li qed jisimgħuna għandhom problemi ta' sustanza, aħna nissuġġerulhom illi jew iċemplulna fuq 234-0388 intake appointment, jew inkella jikbulna direttament fuq counseling@um.edu.mt u aħna nkunu nistgħu nofrulhom is-support. Parti minna jkun li naraw il-possibilità li dawn jistgħu jagħmlu programmi kontra droga u l-alkohol li kunu programmi aktar intensivi u intenzjonati partikolarment għal situazzjonijiet tagħhom. Però ovvjament adattant aħna nistgħu nofrulhom support u naħdmu magħhom fuq ċerti problemi li huma qed jifaċċjaw fil-ħajja tagħhom ta' kuljum fosthom il-vjolenza domestika.
Thank you. Dr. Camilleri, grazie, Father Magro, thank you, Jamie Bonici, for being with us today. Na, sapili, danke studio interessanti u għahna xtaqna li nidiskutu il-rizultati tijaw peress li kienem mniet ta' studenti li partaċipaw kif, għajat li kultant l-informazzjoni li nġbru nerġawna tuħal li raw kif applika għal-ħajatano, tistanka t-informa il-tip ta' azzjoni, il-tip ta' interventi li għahna namlu. Grazzi u nerġaw nintaqaw għal-edizzjoni uħra ta' Linja Campus għallum ġima.
Għadkom kem smajtu Linja Campus fejġow diskussi aspetti tal-ħajja fuq il-campus universitarju fil-perjodu tal-pandemija COVID-19. Intella mill-Health and Wellness Center b'kollaborazzjoni mar-Rettorat bi-produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Professor Carmen Sammut flimkien ma' Dr. John Camilleri. Verżjoni audiovisiva tal-programm tixxandar fuq il-paġna tal-Facebook tal-Health and Wellness Center fejn tistgħu tibgħatu l-kummenti u l-mistoqsijiet tagħkom.